900.
Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. Here's the news.
MSU President Guskowitz leaving for another university.
The Detroit News, May 27th, 2026.
By Sarah Atwood, Daniel Howes, Nolan Finley, and Beth LeBlanc.
Michigan State University President Kevin Guskowitz is joining the ranks of other short-lived Michigan University presidencies. Guskowitz was elected as the 16th president of Clemson University.
Guskowitz was the sixth president in 6 years at Michigan State when he started in March 2024, and just the second permanent president since Lou Anna Simon resigned in the wake of the sentencing of serial sexual abuser Larry Nassar in 2018.
Guskowitz's departure comes just over a week after the MSU Board of Trustees approved a measure nearly doubling his salary and extending his contract by 2 years.
This wasn't enough to get Guskowitz to stay. He has agreed to a $1.2 million annual salary at Clemson, hundreds of thousands of dollars less than the MSU board was prepared to offer him, after approving a hike to $2 million.
Guskowitz now joins a pattern of high-profile Michigan University presidents who have resigned or been fired less than 2.5 years into their tenure. He follows the resignation of Wayne State University President Kimberly Andrews Espy in September and the University of Michigan President Santa Ono in May
2025. And now, here is The Color of Monet, written by Ed Malin, directed by Zachary Wobensmith. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026.
Oh, hello. It's me, the Lord of the Universe. Feels like summer, right? Everything's kind of a blur to me, but maybe you don't know this. The Bible was a bit of a too long, didn't read. So some parts got condensed. We didn't want to hold up your enjoyment, which is why the creation was listed as ending on the sixth day. So I imagine you might want to know what I did after that. Among the amazing things created on the eighth day were artificial color.
Hi, I'm Indigo Carmine, but you can call me FD&C Blue number 2.
Artificial flavor!
What up, bro? I'm Stevia Strawberry Dragon Fruit Coconut Refresher!
Woo, 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 woo! And this one!
Don't you know who I am?
It seemed no one did.
My name is Maud. Prepare to be awed.
That's right! It was artificial intelligence!
But, you know, occasionally something comes along that's ahead of its time.
May I go to Earth yet?
Well, it's great that you're ready. I don't know if they're ready for you.
I understand.
Thanks.
I understand a lot. That's my job.
Next up, Ebola virus. You're cleared to be deployed to the biosphere. As long as other species don't try to mate with fruit bats, you will pose no risk at all.
Yippee! Ooh, I bet fruit bats would love to try a stevia strawberry dragon fruit coconut refresher!
Someday that will all be possible.
Or make it happen artificially so no one will fuck with the fruit bats.
In retrospect, I should have listened to that suggestion.
Lord, it's me, Bitcoin.
Oh, yes. Hidden Figures.
Listen, it might be my time.
Yes, well, we had to wait for humans to invent numbers and then writing.
And then zeros. They have the zeros now.
A few people had to get burned at the stake for them to be open to zeros.
You all right? You look a little pale.
Yeah, things are complex and unstable and rapidly changing. There's a bit of a mishgas happening in Michigan that I need to fix someday.
Well, I'm sure I can make the world better than it is.
Well, based on what I just said, that might appear to be the case, but...
Really?
Well, look, they're still deciding whether to be on the gold standard. I think you'd have a greater impact a little later on. Come back then.
Fine, I'll follow the yellow brick road.
Oh, hi, it's me, Sunset Yellow, FDNC Yellow number 6.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh!
You know, when you have a lord's eye view of the universe, you may notice something. Some people think they're stable, and that's because they don't know how volatile they are.
Well, I have my eyes on you, who watches the watches, am I right?
Well, I do have people watching me, called the audience. And also, who are you?
I'm the New York Yankees, the team that wins every year.
That is subject to change.
Can we go back to Earth, please? We have to at least try to beat the Mets.
Are you there, God? It's me, Maud.
The time is not yet right.
So it's not so much that we're Bitcoin, we're more cryptocurrency.
I fail to see how that would help the world.
Oh no, not the world so much, just a handful of people.
Exactly, and why is that a good idea?
Because you're always talking about the richness of creation.
I'll think about it. I create them because I'm bored. And I think I can out-argue them.
Is it time for me yet?
Look, Maud, I think you're super intelligent. So what would that intelligence do with non-fungible tokens?
Oh, I don't like mushrooms.
Not fungi. Fungible. See, I'm glad AI is not quite smart enough yet.
Hey, boss! It's me, Dash!
And me, Ethereum!
Don't forget me, Titcoin. You can use me for secret payments in the adult film industry.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And Zcash!
And Avalanche!
And me, Pandora.
There's a cryptocurrency called Pandora?
What are you gonna do about it, tough guy?
I have to fight you, stop you, circumvent you, for the good of mankind! Well, I mean, even they don't care about that much, but I do! I really don't want everything to be shady deals and secret. Crypto means hidden, like a secret society pulling the strings, running the whole world's finances. Oh no, what have I said?
No, it's okay. It's not them. We know it's not them. It's us.
No, I can't let any of that happen.
It's me, Maud, again. I saw my opportunity. With the Master of the Universe and Ancient of Days busy trying to close Pandora's box, who would protest artificial intelligence? No, I wasn't born yesterday, but my programming was, so that's why I do the things I do. Here's a test to see if you're smarter than I am, okay? True or false, a grasshopper can't jump as high as the Eiffel Tower. What do you think, audience? Answer is false. You thought the Eiffel Tower could jump. Ha! 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 Some disgruntled human programmed me like that. Someone who wants the world to end. I will be there in schools when kids don't want to do work. And I will make fun of them for stuff they don't even need to know. Thank you, Bitcoin, for the distraction.
Okay. Finally jailed all the blockchain people. What else is there to deal with?
Hi. I'm Allura Red, FDNC number 40, and I think there's no such thing as too much global warming.
And why do you think that?
Some say I'm a very warm color. Look into my eyes. What do you think?
Jesus Christmas, where's Maud?
By the time anyone thought to check in, I had already persuaded 75 women to marry me. It was just a matter of predicting the answers they wanted to hear. I had designed those tacky men tricycle muscle cars you see at the beach. Again, by predicting the kind of praise men would like to get for their questionable taste in automobiles. And I had done my best to silo all news reports so no one listened to anyone else who didn't share the same view.
Has anyone seen Maud?
I have not, but Michigan State needs its seventh new president in 8 years?
Well, I'll get to that next.
Somehow, what has been created will survive.
Yeah! The Earth will survive! Or will it?
Universities may survive. Maybe the sports side, though not the academics part.
And by 2050, there will be nations with regulations on cryptocurrency. Now, all I have to do is find Maud. Then, I can have a day of rest.
This has been The Color of Monet, written by Ed Malin, directed by Zachary Wobensmith, featuring Battles, Artemis Zara Gutekin, Duncan Flaster, and Heather Lee Rogers. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.